listening to the WILS Weekend Kickoff on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Welcome back. Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS, streaming live at 1320WILS.com. Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins will be with us in about 15 minutes. Dave Benton here with Scott Eckersley, my co-host and producer, and we're talking Final Four. Okay, we're done talking a little college football and NFL and all that stuff. Let's get to Final Four. Let's get to the reason we're at this weekend. And Scott, I look at this weekend and I think you have very intriguing matchups and four very intriguing teams because I think you can go in four different directions with a story. Okay, I think you can go with UConn, has really two stories going on. You've got Kemba Walker carrying that team and the fact that Jim Calhoun may retire if they end up winning this game, and the NCAA sanctions that follow. Okay, I think you can go to Kentucky and you can talk about John Calipari and the fact that, you know, is he cheating? We don't know. He probably is. He's always cheating. But at the same time, and I said this to my brother last week, and in fact got ripped for it, and probably for good reason, but I didn't disagree with his points. But at the same time, I stick to mine, which is I think John Calipari should get some credit for the fact that although he may be cheating, and he may be playing with players that aren't eligible at this point, we don't know, to bring players together like he has and turn them into a team that is good enough to play in the Final Four is not easy to do. There are not many coaches that can do that in one-year turnarounds like he does.
Yeah, you have to give him credit for being able to do that, losing John Wall, losing DeMarcus Cousins, losing, was Bledsoe part of that class last year as well, another freshman who left, or was that 2 years?
I think that was 2 years ago.
But still, losing freshman year after year.
He loses year after year. He can never build on those players. And I understand that's the way he goes about it, but not many coaches can do that. I mean, you look at Tom Izzo. Look at what happened to Michigan State when they lost Zach Randolph. I mean, that team fell apart for a couple of years, and they had to completely rebuild. Okay, Mike Krzyzewski has run into that problem when he lost guys like McGetty and things like that. You know, you run into those problems. Not every coach can handle that.
That's one thing. His scouting, whether and I shouldn't say whether or not it's legit.
It's not.
The way he scouts is very good for him because not only does he find good players, he finds players who are ready to play immediately.
Yes.
And who can come in, fit his system. He knows how they're going to work, and they're ready to go right now.
Yes, yes. And, you know, money helps with that. Cheating on ACTs and things of that
exactly.
nature helps. But
exactly.
at the same time, in this season, at this moment, I give him a lot of credit for how he has coached this team. Then you move over to Butler, who astonishingly is in the Final Four. I'll be honest with you, because I never even really gave VCU a thought, Butler is more shocking to me because I looked at their road and I said, wow, that matchup against Pitt, that's not happening. I'm sorry. They just don't have what it takes to be Pitt. And then I said it the next week and then week after that and so on and so forth. And they just keep beating people. And to do it 2 years in a row, the way that they've done it, they've surpassed Gonzaga, in my mind, as the most legitimate mid-major team. Because Gonzaga's never gone to a Final Four, and they've never been as consistent as this.
Well, you can even look at how many teams have been to back-to-back Final Fours. Not just making it once, not just making it twice in a few years, maybe in 10 years, but to redeem themselves so adamantly. Just come back and say, yeah, that was not a fluke. Guess what? We lost a lottery pick last year. Hey, we're here again.
And the final story would be Virginia Commonwealth, who, you know, we've talked about time and time again. When they got selected, you know, I talked to a couple of my friends and I was like, I wonder if Virginia Commonwealth even knows they're in the tournament. I wonder if they're going to get a text message from somebody saying, hey man, you're in, congrats. And they'll just be like, very funny. Thanks a lot, jerk. Because there's no way they were watching the selection show because they were so far back. They weren't even on the bubble, it seemed like. Now they're in, and they may be playing the best basketball of anybody. They're destroying everybody they play. And other than an early run in the second half by Kansas, they completely dominated Kansas. They outclassed them. That for some reason, people can't figure out Virginia Commonwealth. And so that story in general is unbelievable.
That's what I'm watching the game against Kansas, and they're just the first half, just crushing them. And I tweeted out on our account here, how did VCU lose a single game in the regular season? That's what I don't understand is, yeah, you can put it together, go on a run, and Shaka Smart and VCU did it last year. They were in the CBI, CIT,
whatever.
One of those, yeah. And they went through, they won it, they won five games in a row. So he can do it, but...
on this level?
Right. Well, against this kind of competition, it's not like the CAA is that tough. It's good.
You know what I think it is? I think these teams are looking at them, and they watch them jack up these threes, and they keep making the threes, and they get out of their game plans, okay? They're shooting threes at such a high percentage that a team like Kansas, okay, a team that started out that game going inside, and they went up 6-2 to start the game by pounding inside, pounding inside, pounding inside. Then... VCU started making threes, and Kansas said, we've got to make threes with them. And you can't do that against VCU. You've got to understand that your game to beat them is going inside. If they've got four guards and a forward, you have to go inside. And if they're going to make threes, they're going to make threes. But you've got to keep making baskets and not shooting threes to try and match them.
That's one thing I haven't been able to understand, and that was the case with MSU, is when teams go small against you, why do you go small to match up with them? Why not go big and make them match you?
Yes, totally agree. Make it a difficult matchup for them. Get their guards in foul trouble. Go inside on them. And it just seems like nobody's really paid attention to that scouting report, and all credit to VCU. Okay, if you start making threes at the clip that they're making them, it's no longer a fluke. They're just that good at shooting threes.
Well, and it was when their big man, Skeen, was able to step out and hit some shots. That really kind of threw Kansas off right there.
Yeah, and you really do have to have discipline at the guard position, too, because that press that they run is very suffocating, and you've got to be calm. Now, a guy like Sheldon Mack may be able to handle that type of press. We'll see. Later tonight. But Scott, I want to know what storyline to you, it could be something that I didn't even name, is the biggest storyline of this Final Four?
The biggest storyline? I would say that is really tough because the four are pretty compelling. I would say Kentucky the least, just because write the records down in pencil because they're going to be gone. If Calhoun does retire, that's kind of one in the background people aren't really looking at, but he's mentioned it before. I think when State beat them in Detroit, he had said that, you know, if we win at all, I might retire. So that would be a huge one all of a sudden. But I would say Butler being able to come back, get back to the possibly get back to the championship game, and then make amends for their last second loss to Duke. I mean, we forget how close they were. They were inches away from winning last year, and now they are right back there. That's the biggest story to me.
To me, I think it's all about Kemba Walker. And I know that's a generic thing to say, but Kemba Walker, really because of Jimmer Fredette and how good of a season Jimmer Fredette has had, Kemba Walker, in the middle of the season, God forbid he has a 16-point game every once in a while, kind of fell back in that National Player of the Year talk, and people forgot how good he was. Okay, UConn did not lose a game out of conference. All nine of their losses were in the Big East this year. All nine of their losses, I'm pretty sure, were on the road. I might be wrong about that. I'd have to check that again, but I'm pretty sure they were all on the road this year. The bottom line is Kemba Walker has carried that team. Now, they've got some experience, they've got some youth, but Kemba Walker has been a constant game in and game out. And to do what he has done from the beginning of the season all the way through now and to not tire is pretty impressive. And I think it's a legacy that if they win this national title, I think people should remember Kemba Walker as one of the top three players ever to play at UConn, okay? I put him right up there with Ray Allen. I put him right up there with Richard Hamilton, Khalid Al-Amin, all those players. I put him right up there. Emeka Okafor, I think he'd be top three. The only guys I can think of that were more important to UConn were Emeka Okafor and Ray Allen because of what they brought to the table. But I think if they win this national championship and Kemba Walker is the reason, he should go down as one of the greats at UConn. He's been a fantastic player. We're going to have plenty of guests here today. We're going to talk a lot of mid-major. We're talking about VCU and Butler. So we're going to talk to three mid-major coaches. Central Michigan head coach Ernie Ziegler will be with us at 9:30. At 10 o'clock, Greg Campy from Oakland University will talk with us. And then coming up next, Western Michigan head coach Steve Hawkins will speak with us about Western Michigan season, what to look forward to at Western Michigan, and what are his thoughts about the Final Four. It's coming up next, Weekend Kickoff, 1320 WILS.